This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush presented an aggressive defense of his policies in a speech last night before the Republican Governors Association here in Washington. In what his aides described as the beginning of a new phase of active campaigning for the president, Mr. Bush described his 3 years in office as a time of historic achievement. He directed blunt attacks at Democrats who hoped to unseat him and singled out Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
For a year, the president has resisted being drawn into the campaign, limiting his official campaign-related activity to speeches at fundraisers where he has raised a record $143 million. But with polls showing his approval ratings at their lowest point since he took office, Mr. Bush took the gloves off last night and went after those who've been attacking his policies. This comment came just 5 minutes into his 40-minute speech.
Candidates are an interesting group with diverse opinions. For tax cuts and against them. For NAFTA and against NAFTA. For the Patriot Act and against the Patriot Act. In favor of liberating Iraq and opposed to it. And that's just one senator from Massachusetts.
The president did not mention Senator John Kerry or any other Democratic candidate by name, but he accused them of criticizing his policies while offering no solutions.
So far, all we hear is a lot of old bitterness and partisan anger. Anger is not an agenda for the future of America.
And the president said that come November, the voters will have a clear choice.
It's a choice between keeping the tax relief that is moving the economy forward or putting the burden of higher taxes back on the American people. It is a choice between an America that leads the world with strength and confidence or an America that is uncertain in the face of danger.
The president spoke of the attacks of 9/11 and in language he has used frequently in the past said that Al-Qaeda terrorists not yet captured know that the U.S. is on their trail, that there is no hole deep enough to hide them. He did not specifically cite Osama bin Laden, who was still at large, but received the biggest applause of the night from the Republican audience when he spoke of Saddam Hussein's capture.
America and our allies gave an ultimatum to the terror regime in Iraq. The dictator chose defiance, and now the dictator sits in a prison cell.
And while not mentioning in this speech that U.S. forces have found none of the weapons of mass destruction the administration said were in Iraq, the president said many nations and the U.N. had believed Iraq had such weapons, and here again he took a jab at his Democratic rivals.
They now agree that the world is better off with Saddam out of power. They just didn't support removing Saddam from power. Maybe they were hoping he'd lose the next Iraqi election.
The president's remarks, a kind of template for what will be his standard campaign speech, combine that kind of sarcasm with passages of loftier language about his vision for the country and for the world, where he says the actions taken by his administration have liberated 50 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan and made the U.S. a safer country as a result, all the while stressing that his is the kind of leadership needed in such times.
I stood in the ruins of the Twin Towers. I remember a lot that day. Workers in hard hats were shouting, "Whatever it takes." One fella pointed at me and said, "Don't let me down."
The White House hopes last night's forceful speech puts the president back on the offensive after a month in which he has seen his poll numbers drop amid questions about the Iraq War, the president's own National Guard service of 3 decades ago, and an economy that is recovering but still not producing new jobs as fast as the administration had hoped and predicted. Whether the president gets back the upper hand or not, last night's speech ushered in a new phase of the campaign, one in which Mr. Bush no longer tries to be above the political fray. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.